Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to the Fringe Journal. Thank you for being so patient. It has been a while since I've had a real entry in this, and I think you'll perhaps find this one a little different, but maybe not. I don't know. Today's a strange day, and I was going to do a long series called the Fortuna series, and they're going to be kind of like abstract types of kind of predictions or prose poems. But I may continue with that, but I'm just sort of like not in the mood. So I decided to treat you to something different. And this is very South Beach, Miami, Florida. Very boa constrictor, if you know what I mean. And the name of this is Versace Died for Your Sins, Fashion Victims. The man in the window made a trigger with his finger. Pow! He mouthed. He shot at a woman working the coffee bar, sweating over a latte, getting the froth just right. Her name tag says, "The day begins and ends with Java, Jill." What they aren't saying is that Versace was killed in a mafia-style hit. That's something I overheard, so I just chimed in. Well, so what happened to Versace's lover, the spurned gay gigolo? I was reading a copy of the Wall Street Journal and wondering about the latest economic recession. I was thinking about going to my office on campus. I felt sorry for the rejected lover. He must have felt used and then thrown away by a bona fide fashion diva. I'd say it's just all a big, overly dramatic narrative. Just call it a convenient soap opera. Not true at all. But it's ancient history, isn't it? Versace died many years ago. The president of a small college had taken to spending his time in the gym, stairmastering 4 to 5 hours per day. Everyone who wanted to meet with him had to go and talk to him as he pumped away in his tight little jogging shorts. He had even taken to having his staff meeting there, despite the fact that after a couple of hours on the Stairmaster, those little jogging shorts were transparent with sweat. He was a short little man. The women attending the meetings tried not to look at anything below pectoral level. Dr. Veronica always found a reason to miss these meetings. She always had conflicts, she said. I had conflicts, too, but they were inner ones known as issues. Issues just don't count when you're trying to get out of a committee meeting. Jalapeno and sweet cabbage salad. Ooh, it was a divine dish. I love this place. Pow, pow! The weird guy walking by the plate glass window mouthed aggression again. This time he was insistent. Java Jill pretended not to notice. She was loudly clanging the handles on the espresso machine. "Don't reward him," she muttered. A man in a blue serge jacket ordered organic turbinado sugar into the froth. "Yeah, well, Versace owed a lot of money. No one ever brings that up." He took a sip. "But I thought that Versace had licensed his line, and he was worth hundreds of millions of dollars," I said. "Oh, yes, the empire was worth that. But remember, Versace didn't control the empire. He didn't get the royalties. They went to the family business. Have you noticed they never give you curled lemon peel with espresso anymore? I asked. Oh, that was very 90s. Now the concept is different. Shaved, dried apricot or candied dates, said the guy in the blue serge suit. The guy in the window was still doing trigger fingers. Java Jill was now unable to ignore it. Oh, go bow yourself. Leave! She charged at the door, her wooden beads and retro Dr. Scholl's clogs clattering away. What's up with that guy? I asked. I nodded toward the guy in the window. Oh, it's just a John Wayne retro chic statement. It's not performance art. Everything's a fashion statement anymore. But then, it always has been. I'm training my cat to read minds, I said. I spread date butter on my whole grain croissant. Really? So what's your cat going to do with the information? Someone asked. I had to reply, so I said, well, I suspect my cat will just spit up my bad memories and call them hairballs. Ooh, cool. But doesn't your cat do that already? I replied, maybe. But I just never had a way to feel good about it. Now I can say it's therapy for the both of us. Great. The guy who had menaced Java Jill was now bounding down the street. She was clattering back on her original issue circa 1974, Dr. Scholl's Therapeutic Clogs. The weird thing is that guy had an interesting idea of street fashion. But hey, now he's gone. Why do you think he was doing that? She asked. I don't know, I said. The guy in the blue serge suit had to chime in. People will always do things that look like something else. That's just the way it is. Appearances always deceive. Actions are often just empty gestures. The real actions are the ones you don't see. The real feelings are the ones that are not expressed. That guy in the blue serge suit really had some wise thoughts, right? He wasn't about to stop. I'm saying all this, he said, and you don't even know my name. Well, she's Java Jill. Read the name tag, I said. And I'm Java Jane. I used to be Java Jackie, but it didn't fit on my name tag. I pulled off my zip-up fleece sweatshirt. Would you like some grated apricot on your latte? Well, perhaps tomorrow. I'll be back. Actually, I will be back as long as you keep thinking about violent death, fate, and ironic commentary. It was then that I realized that the man in the window who had made a trigger with his finger, was the college president. It was a very sad day, to say the least. Thank you for listening. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you've been listening to the Fringe Journal. Don't give up. Keep the faith. Come back. Be happy and believe in the Fringe Journal. I certainly do. If I don't believe in that, I believe in you. So if you're having a low day, believe that someone believes in you. And that is me. I believe in you. I will continue to believe in you. Always, forever, committed, and totally sincere. I care. So, send me an email. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you've been listening to the Fringe Journal. Bye.